Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Logan Marshall joins us today. Logan is the Director of Contractor Alliances at Bluon. I'm particularly interested in this conversation today because Bluon, which is a ServiceNation vendor partner, by the way, has amazing, really cool stuff for contractors. So Logan, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, excited to be here.
So what do you do at Bluon?
Ooh, that's quite a loaded question. I guess the easy way to say it is anything that's the eyes and ears to the ground for the contractor. I'm 25 years into the space now from the ground floor. I call it tool fetching all the way to, you know, operational side of the business. So through those 25 years, I've become pretty well in depth with, you know, the struggles that we face as technicians and contractors and then different ways or solutions to be able to help them get a little bit better at what we're doing every day.
And how did you come to work at Bluon?
That's a unique story too. So I was actually working, I have a family owned and operated business that is more on the residential side, but I was actually working with a friend doing some more commercial project work. I'd always looked to kind of sharpen my skill set. And actually it was one I wasn't even really looking for. It just kind of happened to fall in my lap. They needed help and I guess I was the right guy to help them. So with that, that's where I got to learn about Bluon, because the teams there were using it and it was in its infancy stages then, but I seen a lot of where the direction was going. And being that we were working with them, I reached out or I'd known some of the guys that worked for Bluon, and I'd originally got connected with Peter Capicciotti, our CEO, and we just struck off some conversations and we knew not long after that we would have to work together in the future. And he gave me an opportunity and I thought it was a great one. So I hopped on board and kind of came in that way.
Oh, very cool. So you said that you were mostly in residential service before. What specifically did you do?
Anything and everything. I mean, in the earlier years, you know, when you're talking about a small family business, you're doing a little bit of it all, right? So you're doing the installs, the maintenance, the service, the sales, and then you're taking care of everything sometimes even on the back end. It just depends on what growth stage we were at that time, right? Then it became more specialized work. You know, you were just focusing on these tasks or leading a team to do these tasks, whether it be service or sales from there. But yeah, sitting in those roles, I was able to sponge up a lot of information and knowledge. And I've never really been one in the industry to just sit there and think everything's kind of the status quo. I always reached out to people who had either been there well before me and got past certain goals or obstacles. And I learned a lot from industry friends, a lot of them within ServiceNation, to be able to help me grow and scale in that way.
Sounds good. Sounds like a great background for what you do at Bluon.
I really like to focus, and we really like to focus as a team on knowing where the struggles are at, because if we don't know the struggles, we can't really provide any kind of solution to it, or maybe we're not even the right solution that some particular contractor's looking for. The great thing there is we're pretty full transparency on that side, so if it's the right fit and the right solution, then we can help you. If not, then we'll help you find one, even if it's not our option, but maybe someone else that we know of in the industry that can help you in a specific way.
Well said. Tell me about Bluon.
We're pretty much like the library or the encyclopedia of HVAC when it comes to information and data and knowledge there. So we have well over 20 million different model numbers across over 220 brands of equipment and one mobile application to be able to get technicians information in real time quicker to the manuals, the wiring diagrams, tech specs, anything they would need to be able to find, to be able to service or help their customer on in real time. And then we've also compiled the largest parts list and cross-reference database to be able to help them once they diagnose the issue. Now they have to either repair that system so they're able to get the parts and things that they need quicker by having the information there right at their fingertips, to where they're not having to be held behind waiting on someone to provide them that information, which is a huge time suck in the industry when we have to continuously wait on help or information out in the field. Inside of that, We used to answer live tech support because we had industry veterans inside the house here at Blue On. So through our years of answering live tech support, we were fortunate enough with the advent of AI to be able to build a one-of-one true instant tech support to be able to help technicians when they are stuck in the field diagnosing or trying to solve a complex or even the most basic of issues. So our Master Mechanic AI tool is an ever-growing, ever-expanding library of knowledge as well, to where now a technician doesn't have to feel defeated or stuck on a particular diagnosis, but they also don't have to create the flywheel effect of all the inefficiencies that come behind that. That's either waiting on someone to get back to you to help or taking another team member offline. We've normally found that through the process here, technicians will take anywhere from 3 to 5 team members offline when they have a diagnosis type problem there. So if they're getting stuck troubleshooting equipment and they're taking their other team members offline, that's creating a huge billable negative inside the business, because now we got people who aren't even included on that billable task a part of the time there. So it's creating some big inefficiencies there. But even worse, as an industry, we've put service managers in place as a higher revenue job or role to be able to guide these technicians and to be able to grow our service teams and help our business meet their KPIs. Well, a lot of times what we find is that a lot of these service managers are just tasked with putting the fires out for the technicians each and every day on telephone calls nonstop all throughout the day, and they just can't meet those KPI goals or even be able to get to the tasks that they need to really get to every day. So through the system there, we've actually seen a massive call reduction based on technicians in the field getting instant support without having to take them offline.
Man, that is so cool. So talk me through the process. Like, if I were a technician out in the field, how would I use Blue On?
So inside the system now, the best way to navigate and use Blue On is once you're on that call, you're tasked through your FSM, whichever partner you guys have there. As soon as you get to the piece of equipment is the best time to go ahead and start jumping into the efficiency realm within Blue On. So inside Blue On now, they can go directly into the mobile app. They can scan the model data plate. It's going to be able to produce some very unique data that is important for that service call and for that customer's journey. So based on that model scan, it's going to show the specs on the equipment, the likelihood of it having warranty or not, the model age range of the equipment. So now that function alone can actually be shared directly over into whatever FSM they're currently using to either be just pasted directly into those blocks. So it's filling out the asset information for the actual homeowner there by transferring and copy and paste that over into the FSM.
So that alone is a time saver.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, and typically, I mean, let's face it, you know, us as technicians, it's normally a task that we don't like to do, or the process of just texting it in or speaking it in sometimes can be miscued, especially on model numbers and serial numbers. And those are important pieces of information to be able to make sure that there's data accuracy on that side. So being able to have it as a simple copy paste function is pretty powerful there. But also on the marketing side of the business or the back office side, now we're capturing data on each individual customer's equipment. So now let's just say that we have a system that's 15 years old or whatever the case may be. Now we can actually market better to that customer to let them know, hey, look, you have a system that's of age of life. It may be a great option to look at replacing it because we know it's coming sooner or later. So definitely opening up some opportunity for the contractors as well there. But directly off the model scan data, the technician stays right there in the mobile app. They can go directly to the model number they're faced with. Like I said, we have over 20 million unique models, and it's an ever-growing, living, breathing database. So as the market expands, as there's new models, new equipment come out, we're adding in and growing growing every day. Our database team is adding new models in to be able to help. So they can quickly access that information. Like I said, within 2-3 clicks of a button, they can get to the installation manual, the wiring diagram, because most of the time, let's face it, they're wasting massive amounts of time there as well. Whether it be going to the Googles of the earth or going to other websites to be able to try to find that information. A lot of those websites are just layered in with ads and other roadblocks to be able to take up time. So they're able to get to it. It's crystal clear and be able to help them throughout that diagnosis process. But then now with Master Mechanic, it actually can offer them tech support directly from the model number they're faced with in the field. So directly from that model number, they can get support. And Master Mechanic, based on, like I said, based on live conversations, it's able to understand, okay, you're working on this model. So now it can pull information and be able to help based on experience directly from that model number, whether it be the most known issues of that model or even deep diving into really complex or nuanced trouble that they could be faced with.
How great is that? I mean, you've got the database of all the conversations, of all the help that has been provided on a particular model number. It's like having an expert on that model on the phone with you. I mean, if you were calling in to talk to somebody, you might get somebody who had experience with that model number, but you might not, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Even from there too, Dave, I mean, it's based on the model, but even inside the actual conversation of it, the best way to utilize Master Mechanic is actually speaking into it, just like you're speaking to a live human.
Oh,
the
cool.
Thing that we find there with, you know, humans, not just technicians, but humans as a whole, when we're speaking about something, we get our whole entire point across. If you're talking about what you're seeing, what you're hearing, even for technicians, what we're touching or feeling, those are important pieces of information that we express when we're speaking about it. And as technicians, we're kind of trained even through the tech support side. If we're utilizing tech support, those are the things that we dive into because they make a difference. Where if we're just texting alone, humans are a creature of habit. And the habit for text messaging is the path of least resistance. So right. We can text the least amount of words that we can text and try to hope for the best result. And
use a lot of shortcuts in the words and abbreviations.
Yeah, that's right. So inside there, speaking into it is the best way. But the funny thing about Master Mechanic is being that it was built off of all of these conversations, it understands tech lingo. It understands technician language. It can even decipher or uncode just the way you word things. So it understands technicians really, really well.
Wow. What a fantastic product. So do technicians typically wear a headset or do they just wear earbuds and just start talking to Master Mechanic immediately when they get there? Or how would they typically use it?
Yeah, I think most technicians nowadays do have earbuds. You don't have to by any means. I mean, if you have your cell phone or your iPad right in front of you and the Blue On mobile app is opened up and unlocked for the whole team, then you can just go in there and hit that voice button at the bottom and start chatting away. The conversational piece of Master Mechanic is really where the true gold's at. But inside there, I would think that most technicians are wearing some kind of Bluetooth or earbuds nowadays. And another great thing about Master Mechanic there is it can also read off the examples or the help that it's actually giving you. So you don't have to read it like a long thread. If it's giving you step-by-step instruction to do something, it can read it off to you. So if you're in an attic or a confined space, whatever that may be, maybe you need to be hands-free. You can just hit that play audio button and listen to exactly what it walks you through.
That's very cool. Would you guys recommend that a technician just start talking to Master Mechanic as soon as they open up the unit and they're looking for whatever the problem is? If they're going to run some diagnosis, do they just start talking like they're having a conversation, or do they wait to the point where they're sort of stuck and then do it?
There's definitely some things that need to be tested before you start jumping into Master Mechanic. By all means, you could start asking the questions there, but being that Master Mechanic is just like speaking with live tech support, I would say the data points are important to the conversation. So if we're starting to test whatever components or whatever issue you may be having, now you're going to be able to speak to Master Mechanic on a level to where you can give the data points, maybe the numbers as far as your pressures or your temperatures and different things like that, because that way it's going to give you a really guided and pointed answer to be able to get you closer to confirmation.
Wow, what a great tool. Do you guys have any data about how much this saves contractors? Like, have they reduced time on calls by 20%, or what do you guys have?
Yeah, the metrics on that side that we're seeing across the board for any of the contractors that have their technician teams on Blue On for Business, we're looking at an average anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours per tech per week saved in time and billable efficiency. So with that, you know, if you start adding in the other layer of that, we know that we're helping with the confidence level of the technician. It does provide some training in real time as well, especially when we're talking about those younger technicians, maybe a little more in fear of retribution, asking the so-called dumb question, which we know the only dumb question is the one that was never asked, but it kind of takes away a lot of that. Yeah. So making the joy of solving complex problems a lot better for that technician, because we know that we can't provide all the technicians to the industry, but we can surely make the ones that you have currently or you're gaining more efficient. And by doing that, then we're going to free up some more opportunity to either skill your technicians up or even bring in new places to where you can fit new team members in the fold.
Yeah, you can take people that are a little less experienced and put them on more complex calls. That's fantastic. And also, you said that you save about an hour and a half or so per week per technician. So that's maybe an extra call a week, right? That's quite a significant revenue increase.
Yeah, big time. I mean, once you start factoring that in with even reduction in callbacks, because we have pretty large reduction in callbacks on that side too. Because like I said, I mean, it's a tool of efficiency, but it's also a tool of confidence. One thing that we're always seeking, no matter what level of technician you're at, is being confident in the diagnosis. So you know by the time you get to the conversation table, you can have a good conversation knowing that you're confirmed and you know what's going on and you know how to fix that customer. So that's another layer inside of that, that you really got to open your mind to really think about. It's more than just a tool of efficiency. It's really a tool of being able to skill and build confidence.
That's fantastic. And also frees up the service manager. So the service manager doesn't have to spend as much time on the phone with technicians, and they can do a better job of managing the crew and working on goals and objectives and growth and other things.
Yeah, I think we found over that time there that, you know, we thought we were solely a tool just for the technicians to be able to help them. We've quickly found that we are just as much a tool for the service managers managing those technicians. Because what they're able to do by getting that time back is being able to focus more on actually developing those team members. But not only that, also being able to have the time back to where even if the technician does have to reach out to them at this point now it's going to be the most complex or maybe a job that you absolutely have to have a set of eyes on. So now it's just giving them the time back in the day to be able to focus on their KPIs, the business has set forth for them, but also being able to have more time to individually or team-wise train their teams to be able to make them even better technicians moving forward.
That's amazing. So is there any question I should have asked you about Blue On that I didn't?
As we move forward, I think there's some unique things that we're doing. I mean, we're doing integrations now with a lot of the FSM partners, which we understand switching from app to app may not be the most exciting thing to do. It's still a great efficiency once you build it into your process. And it's very easy to learn. Like, it takes no downtime to be able to get a team of technicians under understanding how to utilize Bluon, and then also to start implementing Bluon as well. But the key benefit there is with the FSM integrations like ServiceTitan and on down the line, it's going to put all that information and knowledge right in the pathway of the technician's day-to-day process. And we understand that that is going to be a big stepping stone for efficiency, but also being able to just all of a sudden one day when those switches are turned on to make sure that those technicians already understand how to use it so they can gain that efficiency right off the start.
Well, that's great. What a fantastic product. Good for you guys. What a difference you've made in people's lives. That's fantastic. If somebody was interested in contacting you, learning more about Bluon, what would be a good way for them to do that?
You could reach out to me anytime. I mean, I can give my cell phone number and my email here. It's 949-237-3617. And then my email would be lmarshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, at bluon.com. That's B-L-U-O-N.com. Those would be the easiest ways to contact me, or you could even go to the website, book a demo, or take a look at it for yourself. It's www.bluon.com. Love to set up demos. Also, sometimes, certain times of the year, there are some trial offers and things that could be able to help you even touch it and understand it before you even have to go to the paid side of it. So pretty unique experience there to be able to help you see the points that we were talking about or discussing today. But the greatest thing there is, you know, we're here to help the industry, and we look to really be able to help skill and help technicians as they are on their growth journey. Some of the things that we're also looking at doing is if you have a school or if you have a training academy, I would love to talk to you. I would love to hear about that. That's something that we're also very passionate about, is giving back to the industry. So there are ways to be able to set teams of apprentices or technicians that aren't quite in the field yet up so they can have better access to information and things that could help them grow in their journey.
Very nice. Very cool stuff. Well, Logan, thank you so much for doing this. This has been so fascinating. What an absolutely cool product, and what a great difference it's going to make for contractors and actually homeowners too. They're going to get better service as a result of this. So good for you guys. I'm really looking forward to hearing what the next steps are with you guys. So thanks again.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time.
Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.